राधे राधे डियर गुरुदेव, दंडवत प्रणाम. गुरुदेव, हाउ शुड वी बी विद आवर माइंड, हार्श और काइंड? हाउ डू वी अंडरस्टैंड द बैलेंस?
माइंड,
या हाउ शुड बी विद, मींस हार्श विद आवर माइंड एंड काइंड विद आवर माइंड. हाउ टू बैलेंस
काइंड वाज,
हां, हाउ टू बैलेंस द हार्शनेस एंड काइंडनेस, मींस ऑफ द माइंड. Like,
no,
we have to do
not of the mind.
Means the mind will be taking to other thoughts.
Then
so
how should I maintain harshness that, okay, don't go.
Don't go like that.
Like Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, beat with broomstick, beat with shoe, like that mind.
Yeah.
Like
controlling the mind, controlling the mind.
How
it
to balance,
done,
like, yeah.
Harsh.
How, when should I accept what our mind says and when should I be harsh, or how to maintain the
mind? Yes.
Yeah.
Question is, when the mind is, when the mind is thinking or suggesting different things, when do we accept those things and submit to those things, and when do we reject those things and not follow those suggestions? Well, it's simple. Anukriya Krishna Shivanam Bhakti Uttaman. Uttama Bhakti means accept everything that's favorable for the pleasure and service of Krishna, reject everything that's unfavorable. So, that's simple. If what your mind is suggesting is favorable to pleasing and serving Krishna, then it's good, you accept it and follow it and do it. If your mind is suggesting nonsense or non-devotional behavior or ideas, then you reject that. And you beat those, you kick those out, you burn those up, reject them, throw them out. Don't contemplate them, don't hold on to them. Let them go, kick them out of your house. Like someone's in your house making noise and making disturbance, and you kick the guy out of your house. You you get a bat and you beat him and get out of here, and you chase him out. So bad thoughts or material desires or anti-Krishna ideas or suggestions your mind produces, you just beat them up. Throw them out. That's an example of Lord Brahma in the second canto of Bhagavatam. He had bad thoughts. He wanted to enjoy his daughter. And that's not proper. Fathers don't do that. So he said it then, it's explained, with his superior intelligence, he controlled his mind by rejecting that mentality. The Abhiman that he wrongly thought that I should or I can or I will enjoy intimately with my own daughter. And he got his sense of morality and sense of justice and righteousness asserted itself, and then he rejected that. He said, throw out that mentality, throw it out. If your mind goes this way, that way, you throw out those mentalities. This is not me, I'm Atman, I'm a servant of Krishna. This is some ghost of material desires. That's the analogy that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu uses. Look it up here, Bhukti Mukti, B-H-U-K. He has a verse in Chaitanya Charitamrita, Bhukti Mukti Pishachi. You know that verse? Bhukti Mukti Pishachi. Let me see. Booked B, B.
It's not there,
Pita. Let me see. Okay. It's right there. Let's try it. Jai Jai Shri Radhesha.
Jai
Gati. What? I don't know. Look over your phone. Bhukti Mukti. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Okay, I got it. This is a verse from Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhulila chapter 19, Rupa Goswami Siksha, verse 176. Bhukti Mukti. Bhukti Mukti Sriya Yavat Pishachi Ridhi Vartate Tavat Bhakti Sukhasyatra Katam a beauty of it. Bhukti and Mukti are like Pishachi, like blood-sucking witches. And really, they lie in the heart. And let's see the translation. The material desire to enjoy the material world and the desire to become liberated from material bondage are considered to be two wishes. They haunt one like ghosts. As long as these wishes remain within the heart, how can one feel bliss? As long as these two wishes remain in the heart, there's no possibility of enjoying the transcendental bliss of bhakti bhajan. That's pretty nice. Bhukti Mukti. Pishachi, Pishachi, Riddhi Vartade, Shriya. Shriya means desire. Desire to enjoy. So the mind suggests so many desires to enjoy, so you have to kill those witches. don't we get control by a wish or desire. Pishachi. Shriya Pishachi, witch of desire. When the mind suggests nonsense, that's the time to out-talk your mind. Your mind is talking to you. Be a Maya. Enjoy. And then you say, no, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hey Bhagavan, hey Krishna, Govinda Damo Dharamadaviti, Krimakaro, Gorbachev, Gorbachev. Save me, give me mercy. That is okay. Then the wind stops blowing, the rain stops pouring, and you get dry and warm again. There's only a fleeting desire. Comes and goes like summer rain showers in Vrindavan. Rain comes and comes for 5 minutes and goes away. And Radha comes o'clock, it rains for 5 minutes, ground doesn't get wet enough to, 5 minutes later the ground's dry. That's how it rains in Vrindavan, it's like 5 minutes. That's a fact.
Yes.
Dirt hardly gets wet. A few drops on the dirt and a drop, dirt and a drop, dirt and a drop. Doesn't get all muddy, no mud. So these desires are like that, just rain on your head for a minute, then you just reject them and chant Hare Krishna, and it's gone. And so as they come out of nowhere, they go back to nowhere. It's like they come out. Like some snake come out whole. Get them down. knock them down. Just reject it. Don't pay attention. Hey, shut up. Mind, shut up. I'm not listening to you. You're not the boss. Guru's the boss. Krishna's the boss. Wish away.